Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The question of demeanor at the quarterback position for the Houston Texans. How real is that? How big a deal is that? And I think that's been one of the biggest conversation pieces, Clint, is, you know, in terms of Davis and C.J. Stroud, that I think is a real conversation piece. And that is, all right, is... We clearly see, and we hear D'Amico talk about it a lot, is, man, Davis, you know, his demeanor is great. There is a level of confidence. It's a positive thing that he's talked about after some of these games. And I know for the last couple of years there has been thoughts of CJ and, you know, sometimes his demeanor, how he looks and how he handles certain situations. How big a deal do you think this is when it comes to those two guys?
Which two guys? I know.
What you're talking about with Davis? Just Davis and CJ, their demeanor, how different things are. It seems like that's a big conversation piece. And I guess to me, where it's getting to, do you think this is affecting how CJ goes about it negatively affects the team? And does Davis's demeanor and how he goes about things, do you think that was a big source of strength for the team in this stretch?
I think Davis's demeanor is very real, very authentic, very, very convincing. You know, there's no ups and downs in any aspect of his life. There's no... The way he lives is the way he plays football, is the way he approaches life, is the way he approaches football. Like, I think it's very convincing, good, bad, or indifferent, regardless of how you feel about. I know some people probably heard him talking about, you know, being emotionless and thought about, well, this is the problem with me, and they don't share their emotions. I mean, like Davis is an even-keel dude in every aspect of his life, so it's very, very easy to buy into. I think the jury's still out on C.J. Stroud. I think this is a big question mark of who C.J. Stroud is as a leader on the football field. I think that is. We talked about the taking the bull by the horns in the offseason. Somebody need there being a real opportunity that for somebody to take the bull by the horns with this offense, and I think that is closely related to how C.J. Stroud handles. You know, being that leader and taking the proverbial bull by the horns. And so I think the jury's still out on CJ. I don't think we know exactly what CJ is going to be night in, night out. I can tell you that the demeanor changes significantly with how well he plays or if he wins games. Mm.
You've been in situations, hell, you played the position he plays. Do you think his teammates can really feel that, and does that affect them?
Oh, yeah, I personally think it does. I think what we're talking about, this isn't a Davis Mills conversation. This is a C.J. Stroud conversation.
Well, I just think Davis, in comparison, we watched Davis over the last few weeks, and he virtually was the same kind of feel, look and feel. And, like, I was talking to Tyler about this when we were kind of workshopping this thought. Like, one of the things that jumped to me is in that last game against the Bills, when – they had a lot of the momentum, and then the Bills run that 97-yard kickoff back, and then they put the camera on Davis, and Davis still had that same demeanor and look on his face, but he was just nodding like, all right, game on, let's go. You know, and it wasn't like a – like, I'll keep it real. Like, you could see CJ be over there like, damn. You know, like there are sometimes you
can – it's not easy.
You could see that feel, and I do think the team fed off of that, and I think that is a very real thing.
Oh, look, I think a Davis Mills advantage and a real power for him is
only one.
Is that stability and that never being overwhelmed, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, never getting too high, never getting too low. I think that's very, very real. Look, I don't think CJ doesn't have to be the guy that's always even keel. He can be a high and low guy. I just think it's more of a – I don't think CJ has found himself yet as a leader. Personally, I don't. I don't think CJ has found himself and is comfortable with himself as a leader of an NFL organization. And I don't know if that's he never will be that alpha leader, or it's just kind of he's working his way into it. I would imagine, for instance, that Davis Mills would tell you that what he went through his rookie and his second and third year in the league.
Yeah, probably helped him
get to a point. It validated what his father had taught him his whole life of don't show emotion, stay even keel, don't get high, don't get low, just go out and perform. Right, like it validated that of like, boy, I've been dealt some awful cards here, but I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna steady this ship every single day. And he was challenged, and so I would argue that helped develop who Davis is today. And I think CJ Stroud is still in that phase of developing the type of leader that he wants to be. We've seen CJ Stroud come into the league as the guy that did no nothing, did everything, hung on every word that every coach said, went out and had a great year, overcame some crazy odds, some crazy injury situations, had a tremendous year. We've seen him, okay, now it's second year, expectations are through the roof, and now you've got a little bit of input in what you like, what you don't like, and he's backslid ever since. Now he's gone through some adversity over a year and a half. Now he's gone through an injury where his backup played really well. Like, how does he handle that type of adversity and this type of pressure? I think it's going to define who CJ Stroud is. But to answer your question right now, Ron, yes.
It affects the team, you think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It potentially can. I don't think it's coincidence that D'Amico Ryans made it a point after the second, maybe it was after the first game, that Davis Mills won. I don't think it was a coincidence that he got up there and said, look, our team fed off of Davis Mills being calm. Like, that's what you want your quarterback to do. And the thing is, you don't want, or not that you don't want, but it's hard.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
To really buy into, boy, my team fed off of my quarterback or off of my leader as we were skull-dragging somebody, right? Because it's easy to be a leader when you're winning, when you're rookie of the year, when you're throwing touchdowns, when you're not throwing interceptions. It's in those moments where you are struggling, like we saw Davis Mills, whether it's a Tennessee Titans game or digging the hole against Jacksonville. You know, those are the moments that define you. And I think Davis does a really good job in those moments. I think the jury's still out on C.J. Stroud and how he handles those particular moments.
Couple of texts coming in. Rookie C.J. was so even-keeled at 23. The fact that we're even having this conversation is kind of crazy at this point. Like, transformation is crazy. Someone else texted in, he's just too emotional and up and down. To the last one, I mean, we, Clint, you know it. There have been emotional quarterbacks. Hell, I think the best of all time was an emotional quarterback. I don't know that it's that. I think the way it comes off may affect. Well, and maybe we're talking too much, because I don't know how much.
No,
I don't know how many guys in there don't believe in CJ, right? But it is clear though, you
it's
see
not
it.
About, it's not about believing in and not believing in. It's about in the what we just talked about. In the moment, does the head coach do you go out there and overcome crazy odds? Do you go out there and win a game late? Do you go out there and navigate adversity? And does the head coach go to the mic and say, "Man, we fed off that being calm, man. The whole team felt it." Like, that is what you're looking for with C.J. Stroud. And by the way, this is a tough conversation for – I don't mind having it because I don't give a damn what anybody says. But, like, this is a tough conversation for a lot of people to have, because I think C.J. Stroud – we've talked about this before. Like, I think C.J. Stroud's natural facial expressions and body language are on the pouty side. You know what I mean? For a lack of better terms, it just, like, I think he naturally has a pouty look to him, even when he's just chilling, when he's just sitting there, just hanging out next to the coach in the locker room after the game, and he is not engaged. He's just, hell, he didn't play. He's in a damn beanie. He's just standing there. But if you want to pan the camera over there, you can make the argument that it looks like he's pouting. It looks like he's not happy because Davis Mills went out there and played well and the team's winning and he's not enjoying. And I think he just naturally has, unfortunately for this conversation, he naturally has that kind of look to him.
And I think people
use that in this conversation. I don't think that's fair.
And his leadership style is different, right? His leadership style, at least the leadership style that he seems like he's trying to find, Clint, is more uplifter leader than maybe – you know, the take control or looking like, you know, he's this. It's more of like, hey, man, we got it. And I know you talked about it. You wish that there was more of an assertive leadership that we would see outside. And I think that's another part.
Well, I think this is the reality, Ron, is like, and from a distance, I'm not in the building, I'm not privy to that information, but it appears that C.J. Stroud really struggles with the holding guys accountable, the uncomfortable side of leadership, right? Whether that is the O-line at times, or that is wide receivers at times, or it is, you know, the offensive coordinator multiple times. I think there's been times when it's the head coach. You know, there's like I think in those moments, those are when real leaders take over an offense or take over a huddle. And I think those are probably uncomfortable situations for C.J. Stroud. And he's got to get comfortable in those moments, or it's going to be tough to take this thing over.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.